in the limelight.
In response to legitimate Chinese military exercises in its own waters, the Pentagon falsely accused Beijing of the latest in a long line of actions to assert unlawful maritime claims and disadvantage its southeastern Asian neighbors in the South China Sea, adding, the U.S. will continue to monitor Chinese military activity in a part of the world where U.S. forces close to its borders are a hostile presence. Beijing strongly opposes provocative U.S. military drills near its territory, and earlier People's Liberation Army's statement saying, reality has proved once again that the United States is the biggest facilitator of the militarization of the South China Sea and is a troublemaker for the region's peace and stability. The statement by the People's Liberation Army, PLA, added, the People's Liberation Army will remain on high alert and adamantly safeguard national sovereignty, security and development interests, as well as the peace and prosperity of the region. We now present you an interesting article written by Stephen Lenman. Stephen Lenman is a Chicago-based author, research associate of the Center for Research on Globalization, and the host of the Progressive Radio NewsHour. The piece is titled Provocative U.S. Military Drills Near Chinese Waters. Please stay with us for more of Stephen Lenman's article. Imagine how the United States and the world community would react if Chinese, Russian, or Iranian warships conducted military exercises in the Gulf of Mexico or off America's east or west coasts. Bipartisan hardliners in Washington and establishment media might consider this action a casus belli. Clearly, it would provoke a sharp U.S. reaction, including possible interdiction of foreign ships by Pentagon ones, risking a possible clash that could lead to something much more serious. Numerous times before, Pentagon warships conducted provocative drills in South China Sea and other parts of the world, where they don't belong, their presence posing a threat to regional countries. In response to legitimate Chinese military exercises in its own waters, the Pentagon falsely accused Beijing of the latest in a long line of actions to assert unlawful maritime claims and disadvantage its Southeast Asian neighbors in the South China Sea, adding, the U.S. will continue to monitor Chinese military activity in a part of the world where U.S. forces close to its borders are a hostile presence. Beijing strongly opposes provocative U.S. military drills near its territory. An earlier People's Liberation Army statement said, reality has proved once again that the United States is the biggest facilitator of the militarization of the South China Sea and is a troublemaker for the region's peace and stability. The statement by the People's Liberation Army, PLA, added, the People's Liberation Army will remain on high alert and adamantly safeguard national sovereignty, security, and development interests, as well as the peace and prosperity of the region. In response last May to U.S. Naval Institute encouragement of privately owned ships to seize Chinese merchant vessels, the People's Liberation Army slammed the call as promoting acts of piracy, adding, these actions are criminal activities explicitly prohibited under international laws and will absolutely receive joint opposition and a severe backlash from the international community. A previous article explained for the first time since the pre-1990 Cold War ended, three U.S. aircraft carriers with other Pentagon warships are patrolling East Asia and the waters of the Pacific Ocean. Two U.S. aircraft carriers, the Reagan and the Nimitz, are holding large-scale military drills in the South China Sea, close to China's waters, along with four other Pentagon warships. Their stated purpose is to challenge what they call Beijing's unlawful territorial claims. Two mainland USA Barksdale Air Force Base nuclear-capable B-52 warplanes that refueled in Guam are involved in the naval exercises. A statement by the U.S. 96th Bomb Squadron Commander, Lieutenant Commander Christopher Duff, said, "Bomber Task Force demonstrates U.S. capability to rapidly deploy to a forward operating base and execute long-range strike missions." The statement added, "This sortie demonstrates our ability to reach out from a home station, fly anywhere in the world, and execute those missions, rapidly regenerating from a forward operating base and continuing operations." Over the weekend, the U.S. Navy statement said Pentagon military exercises in the South China Sea aim to supposedly protect against possible attacks by the enemy, at a time when no U.S. foreign threats exist. So they're invented threats to justify what is unjustifiable. What's going on its provocative Pentagon show of force, far distant from US territory, is a part of the world where its forces don't belong. According to an unnamed Chinese military expert, the United States is saying one thing and doing another thing. It is applying different standards on China's actions than it does on its own actions. China's foreign ministry earlier called U.S. Asia-Pacific military exercises Pentagon's flexing of muscles thousands of miles away from its homeland. The People's Liberation Army Naval Military Studies Research Institute senior research fellow Zhang Junxi called U.S. military exercises near China's waters a hostile action in the name of freedom of navigation. Pentagon's South China Sea military exercises come at a time of greatly deteriorating relations between the United States and China. Reportedly, since South China Sea arbitration in 2016, the Pentagon refrained from multiple aircraft carrier exercises in its waters, the last one being in 2014. According to retired People's Liberation Army naval officer Wang Yunfei, China's resolve to safeguard its territorial integrity, sovereignty, and maritime interests will not waver despite the latest threats posed by the United States. Wang Yunfei, a retired PLA naval officer, said the Chinese military is prepared and will deal with the United States' provocations with ease. In a recent interview with Press TV, Dennis Etler, a former professor of anthropology at Cabrillo College in Aptos, California, said, "America is faced with a plethora of deep-seated problems, racial inequality, income disparity, and a healthcare system that does not meet the needs of the majority of its people have plagued the U.S. for decades. These internal contradictions have been exacerbated and exposed to view by the crisis brought on by the COVID-19 pandemic." Dennis Etler, former professor of anthropology in California, said, "Donald Trump's lack of leadership is preparing and preventing the spread of the pandemic, unleashed the firestorm of protests now engulfing the country. The centuries-old burdens of oppression that fall upon the shoulders of people of color whenever there is a crisis reached a breaking point, with the economic and healthcare crises falling disproportionately on blacks and Hispanics. The constant police violence directed against them has become too great to bear." Dennis Etler, former professor of anthropology at Cabrillo College in Aptos, California, said, "The ability to record instances of police brutality in real time has only added fuel to the fire, leading to a multiracial reaction against the failures of the American capitalist system to meet the basic needs of its people. Coupled with the perennial dysfunction of the U.S. political system and its inability to address the systemic issues the country is now facing, one of the few things the U.S. political establishment can do is to distract attention away from its intractable problems at home by finding an external enemy to blame for its failures. China, which was able to defeat the pandemic in its midst and is seeing a vigorous V-shaped economic recovery, has been and continues to be the preferred target of American ire." Dennis Etler added, "Ever since it became apparent that China's economy would eventually surpass that of the United States and it would assume an increasingly large international standing, threatening U.S. global hegemony, the United States has done all in its power to try and thwart China's rise. The U.S. assault has been on all fronts, economic, diplomatic, and military. It uses all tools in its bag of dirty tricks to destabilize China, engaging in a trade war with China, sabotaging leading Chinese companies such as Huawei, and supporting separatists in Xinjiang province, in Tibet, in Hong Kong, and also in Taiwan." He noted, "All these efforts have failed, leaving its only recourse to escalate its military brinkmanship in China's backyard. The sending of an armada of naval aircraft carriers to the South China Sea is just the latest attempt by Pentagon to bully China and fish in troubled waters, hoping to heighten tensions in the region." Dennis Etler, a former professor of anthropology in California, added, "China is fully aware of the reasons for America's provocative actions and won't be drawn into the trap the United States is attempting to set. But there are red lines that the U.S. should not cross. If they do, they will face a resolute adversary that will defend its national interests with unflinching determination." The analyst concluded by saying, "You would think that after its fiascos in Korea, in Vietnam, in Iraq and Afghanistan, the United States would realize that picking a fight with China is the surest route to ignominious defeat. But the warmongering Americans never seem to learn their lessons." China's Global Times explained that the People's Liberation Army has a wide selection of anti-aircraft carrier weapons like DF-21D and DF-26 aircraft carrier killers missiles, adding, "The South China Sea is fully within the grasp of the People's Liberation Army. Any U.S. aircraft carrier movement in the region is at the pleasure of the People's Liberation Army." The Pentagon's global empire of bases and provocative actions against sovereign independent nations like China, like Russia and Iran, and others risk increased U.S. war on humanity than already. Instead of being the world's leading proponent of peace, stability, and the rule of law, the U.S. prioritizes dominance over other nations by whatever means it takes to achieve its aims.